grace of God be with you all. It could also be translated in you all. May that grace continue in you, in keeping you and directing your hearts and minds toward the Lord Jesus Christ. That's tender. You know, how is it that we deal with one another but in grace? And, you know, it's not just a salutation. It's not just a slogan. I trust that when we pray for one another and we say these things, may God's grace be with you, that it is true, it's sincere, and it's based upon a oneness that we all have and enjoy in the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that knowledge, that apart from His grace, we would have no standing with God.
He said, I confer not with flesh and blood. Don't need you. In fact, as he says there, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. So the Lord was setting him aside and teaching him during this whole time. And then the Lord took him back to his hometown, and he remained there for 14 years. And that's where we catch up now in chapter 2. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas. The first it was 3 years and now 14. So that's at least 17 years that Paul was in isolation, I believe, being taught of the Lord. And he went with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. He said, I went up by revelation. That is, the Lord continuing to teach him, because Christ is the revelation of God, the testimony of God, and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. That was the issue back there, stating that it's all right to preach to the Gentiles, but still hold on to circumcision. At least just one aspect of the law. That was always the pull toward compromise. And we're going to see this in our story in 1 Kings chapter 22 between Jehoshaphat, who was the king of Judah, and Ahab. And for a while, even Jehoshaphat, who was considered to be a good king, the hand of the Lord being on him, yet was a time of compromise. And had God not determined the end from the beginning, Jehoshaphat himself would have been caught up with this compromise. Is froward and strange. That word strange is the same word of strange flesh, perverted. Is what that means. People will condemn homosexuals for being perverted. They'll condemn such and such who are being perverted. You know what? That's what our nature is. That's what we are by nature. It is froward and strange. If you want to circle one part of the scripture that completely drives the death nail into the coffin of free will, this is it. There's nothing good in man. Everything about man is forward and strange. Now here's the contrast. Remember I said every once in a while you read along and you're reading all this and all of a sudden, boom, here comes a light moment. But as for the pure, his work is right. As for the pure one is the way to read that. There's none pure in ourselves. So if you want to, you take and put the name of Christ right next there. But as for the pure one, His work is right. Quit reading the scriptures as if, oh, that's me. I've been purified. No, you haven't. You're just as despicable and depraved as anybody out there. So am I. My only hope and my only plea is that when this pure one died, he died for me. It's his work. It's not our works. Isn't that it? Singular? His work is right. Solomon's looking to one pure one here. He even wrote there in Ecclesiastes that there's no just man on earth that doth not sin, even in his justice. Isaiah wrote about it, saying that all of our righteousnesses, anything you want to stack on that dirty clothes pile heap and put there, all of our righteousnesses are nothing but filthy rags. That's how they're described. It doesn't say all of our sins. All of our righteousnesses are nothing but sin. And unless Christ, the pure one, by his work, God accepting his work as being right, you see, his work is right, nothing in us, his work is right, then we have no righteousness.